Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
This is a tale of the high seas, of ships sunk, of lives lost, and of vengeance sworn. This is the story of the Pirate Queen.
Come gather up, lads, and I'll tell ye a tale of the most fearsome pirate to ever set sail.
The sound of her name makes a sailor go pale,
for she is the Pirate Queen.
Her throne is a ship from which she seeks her glory.
She leaves no survivors, but many a story.
Don't you cross her path or your end will be gory. She's vicious, the Pirate Queen.
The gates are locked, the prison too, and the courtyard ringed by armed marines. You've made it in time to witness the death of your crew. Oh,
you should have let me crush their skulls.
We do have regrets.
We're in a devil of a pickle, ladies.
Step forward, Captain Conway. I want to see the whites of your eye.
Here I am. You got me.
I rather have, haven't I? What a humiliating defeat.
I'm more annoyed that I tried subterfuging. Always been a kicking down the door kind of pirate. Why do I pick now to change my way?
Because you're willing to grow, Captain.
I'm afraid of new challenges.
So, Governor Maybeck, this some sort of exchange? I give you my eye whites and you let me lads go.
This is some sort of you die and I decide how long to make it last.
You're done, Alice. It's over for you.
If I get my hand on your skull, it'll be over for you. You, Merton.
It's over for all you queens. The oceans will be mine.
Get out of here, brother. This man, he is mad.
But sister.
Run, brother, I beg of you.
I cannot leave my sister, Captain Conway.
And I won't leave my crew, Jackano. If this is to be the end, I want to be here with
them. Oh, this is the end. And by God, what a crushing end it shall be.
Captain McBugle, we've no merchant ship to chase. Do we need to keep distracting the port?
Ok, we're still occupying their cannons, even if they cannae reach us with them. Here they go again, trying and missing. Didn't they ken they're wasting cannonballs? But how?
Fort! The cannons! But how
No time
they...
for that! Their next hit could be on us! Get the ship further out! Don't let the bastards get the sulky shrew!
Well, you can't leave Captain McBoogle to face them cannons alone!
The captain has a duty to her crew and her ship. Bonnie McBoogle is neither. Get us clear of those cannons!
Blimey, they got Bonnie's ship. But will they get Judas?
Your orders, sir?
When them queens come back, we best be ready to go. Let's return to the ship.
Belay that merchant. The governor has ordered the port closed. No coming, no going.
Well, I'm a registered union strumpet, if that helps.
No, sir, I'm afraid... Wait, what? You're a union strumpet?
Oh, well, everyone was doing it at the time.
Captain Merton, remember your roots. Remember where to you came from. And Governor Maybeck, I ask that you look into your heart for whatever kindness you have, that you might see your way to sparing my lads.
You think you can beg for their freedom?
I gotta try whatever I can.
Then beg on your knees.
Will that work? I mean, I'll do it.
No, it won't work.
Do you want me to do it anyway?
You can't even face defeat properly.
Mary, is this really the fella you want on your side?
Sorry, Alice.
I stick to them what are on the winning side.
If you won't suffer for my satisfaction, Captain Conway, your crew will instead. Take your final blessing from the priest pirates and prepare to die.
You heard him, lads. It's final blessings time.
I'm ready, Governor, for the last rites.
Gilmagil, what are you doing here?
That turncoat priest is presiding over my Benny's death.
You know this priest?
I mistook him as a friend.
And my grandson.
He turned traitor.
Turns out he's a f***less lick.
I'd turn traitor if I was related to that.
You.
Still, betrayed by one of your own. How fitting.
It's not what you think, Captain.
It's a bit late for explaining, Gilmagil.
I don't think it is, Captain.
Please listen to me, Mr. Boone. I'll come here with word of your captain.
You expect us to believe, priest, that Captain Alice Conway, whose blade is sharp and well not...
To say nothing of her red hair or frankly spectacular bosoms...
Befriended a priest.
Her and Lottie had tremendously violent psychic.
My soulmate, I...
Took me under their wing, and then we met up with an Italian chap.
Giacomo leaves. Oh, grazie, Dio.
And a pair of truly wretched women.
That'll be filthy Jill and putrid Polly.
They're a vile scourge on the earth, and proof mankind is capable of greater evil than the devil himself.
Filthy Jill is my grandmother.
Oh, perhaps I owe you an apology. No man alive would claim relations to Filthy Jill unless he meant
You're related to Filthy Jill?
I am.
Then I suppose you should call me granddad or step-granddad.
Shut up, Shearer. Jill hates your guts.
She still likes to take a slide on me wooden bollard every chance she gets. How about it, son? Give granddad Shearer a
cuddle. Get away from them bars, Shearer. What word from the captain, lad? Now we know you're not some godly waffler, we'll listen.
I'm still a priest, but I do have this.
A priest with a knife?
And this. And this. And these.
Where are you hiding all them knives, lad?
Between my cheeks.
You have traveled with Lottie.
Here we go, lads.
A lone priest can go anywhere if he looks serene and squeezes his Bible tight enough.
It's good to have a blade again.
Enough knives for everyone!
And I know the right moment to use them. And that moment is now.
How the devil?
Heist, turn it. I'm out.
Get back here, Mary Merton.
Grim, it's skull-crushing time.
Protect the governor.
You heard the queen. Unleash hell.
One pirate queen down, another to go, and once we've conquered the pirate queens, we shall get what we deserve.
Gosh.
You don't seem pleased about that.
What we deserve is some sort of appropriately violent death at the hands of the disenfranchised sailors we assisted in the wholesale slaughter of in order to benefit our careers.
I was talking about promotion. I don't know what you're on about. Captain Merton, what are you doing up here?
Does the governor need us?
Has he run out of wild horses?
It's all... They've all...
It's all they've all...
I should have stuck to pirates!
Hands off the merchandise, mon chéri!
You've only yourself to blame. Oh.
Good one, Mike.
Shut up, Gunner!
Captain!
Oh. Jenny!
Waddy!
Captain!
Robbie, lad!
Did any of you see where that governor went?
He scarpered after Mary Merton did the same.
Can you lead us after him, Jim, lad?
I reckon so.
Lottie, Boone, you're with me.
I
don't want to be parted from you again.
Robbie, lad, I need you to get the lads to the dock.
I will come. I will crush the governor's skull to nothingness.
Grim, I need you to get that gate open. We'll see you on the other side of this.
Gunner, get the veil hooks. Tear the door down.
Yes, my queen.
Where's the governor?
Where did all these pirates come from?
This one is mine.
Help
me, pirates.
Sorry, good sir.
First the thumbs in the eyes, then the prizing of the face, then the gurgling, and then...
Oh, I've never been more jealous of anything in my life.
Keep up, Lottie.
Coming, Benny.
It's nice to catch up like this.
Don't usually get the chance. Isn't that right, Martha?
Yeah.
We should come to your cell block more often. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Hello there, Commodore Parrot.
Prison attendant. Glad you're all together. May I have your keys?
You are the Commodore.
And yours.
You are the Commodore.
Thank you.
Why are you fleeing the fort, taking all the keys and locking the door behind you, Commodore?
Thereby trapping us in the fort.
Yeah. Can't risk having the pirates following me. I am responsible for them being here and for them being so angry. And I'll have to come to terms with being responsible for your deaths. But,
Good luck.
Pirates?
Bye.
Pirates?
We should take a look. What do you reckon, Ralph?
Yeah.
Heel!
She's coming down!
To the docks!
Swiftly now, Michelin!
Slaughter everyone!
Let's limit it to military personnel.
Fall in, lads, to the docks!
But Robbie, lad, we asked to find the captain.
We won't leave the captain behind.
There's still a fort load of marines. She can't defeat them alone.
The captain gave her orders. She'll meet us at the dock.
If them's the orders...
We will leave the captain behind. Course of orders.
Follow me, lad.
Robbie, lad.
Lorenza.
Giacomo, you came back for me. I did not think you would rescue me with pirates.
They treat me like a brother.
But I also argue with everything you say and call you an il supremo idiota.
They treat me like a brother they respect.
I have every respect in the world for you, fratello. Sei un eroe. You are a hero.
Fiorenza, are you being nice to me?
Don't get used to it. What do we do now?
The choice is not ours to make, Fiorenza. The decision will be made by three foul women who will drag us wherever they wish to go.
Brother, what are you talking of?
Confound him!
Oh, you can't hide from us!
Brother?
It is too late, sister.
Sister, grab that as well.
Get your hands off
Who
me.
The
Let go of me.
Just go limp, Fiorenza. It is easier.
Peace, lad. What are you doing? Cowering behind the gallows.
I cannot fight like you can, Granny.
It'll take more than f***ing swords, f***ing guns, or sexually transmitted diseases to kill me, lad.
You'll be off with your pirates, I suppose.
Aye, I will.
Then this will be goodbye.
No. F***ing grandson of mine is gonna stay behind in some f***ing fort for f***ing. Get on my shoulders, lad.
Granny, what are you? Granny,
let's be getting to the dock.
Get past me, lad.
I'm planning on going through you. Bit rusty, but I'm warming up.
You're doing great, Jim, lad. Which way do you think?
I reckon the governor came up these stairs.
Stop!
Out of our way! You keep it up, Boo!
Right behind you, ain't we, Lottie?
Annoyingly, just behind enough to miss all the murdering.
This place is crawling with marines, Captain. I don't know that we'll be able to battle our way out.
We'll slaughter them all!
We'll give it a damn good go.
We take care of the governor first. Then we can think about escaping and living and all that other nonsense.
Right you are, Captain.
Watch out!
This one's mine!
Wait, no!
What?
That's the maid!
Ew!
Apologies. We're mid-revenge-driven pursuit.
I'm sorry.
Tain't your fault, lass. You haven't seen the governor, have you?
His office is down there. Oh,
you've been a peach. Onwards, lads!
I can't.
Oi, oi. You won't be so lucky next time, maid.
Coming through. Get out of my way. I'm a commodore.
I say, sir, what's happening?
We heard musket fire from the fort.
You're all about to be murdered by pirates. No, get out of my way.
You're going to be murdered by pirates?
I knew this day would come.
Oh, my God, they're going to kill us.
I'm about to die.
That's more like it.
Oui, j'adore screaming of all sorts.
I've had no luck being loved, so I may as well inspire terror.
Keep up, lads.
We're keeping up, Robbie, lad.
Look, there's Mr. Bingshot.
Nice man.
There's Miss Turbing's hot shot.
That treacherous wench.
Hurry the f*** up.
Don't struggle, sister.
Listen to your sexy brother.
I said I'd come with you. Stop touching me.
Granny, you don't have to carry me.
I shut the f*** up.
Right, so, hello. Open the portcullis. Let me out.
I need a bit of paper.
I order you. I'm a commodore.
Last bit of paper said not to open the gates to anyone. And that bit of paper was signed by the governor.
There are a horde of pirates rampaging through the city towards this gate.
If they were a rampaging horde of bits of paper...
Gotland! Bring down the gate! Kill everyone who stands in your way!
My blood
and Gunnar, add this one to the future skull bag!
Of course, my queen!
That allowed my fellow queen.
Absolutely!
Marines are fair game.
Welcome back on board the behemoth bitch, Captain Merton.
Have you been swimming?
I'm wet, ain't I?
Yes. Is everything all right at the fort?
Only shut up.
I can't.
I said shut up. I want the anchor up, I want the sails down, and I want us away from Port Henry on the double. Am I understood? Now you can speak.
As you say, Captain, on the double.
There he is. We found him, Captain.
Governor Maybeck.
Captain Conway. So, you've bested me.
You murderous bastard. Time to face some consequences.
Soon your head will be like this skull.
Nicely done, Lottie.
I love you, Lottie. I thought I couldn't love you more, but I could. And I can. And I does.
You pirates. You disgusting reprobates. See, this is why...
Captain! You killed him!
Good work, Captain. I'm guessing you meant to do that.
I thought we were going to give him a horrible, torturous death.
He had to die. I wanted to kill him. It's done. My only regret is I'll never know why he had it out for me. What did I ever do to him?
He blamed you for the death of his daughter. That wench what your Robbie was betrothed to.
Oh, her? Did I kill her?
Lottie did.
Lottie! I told you your bloodlust would get us into trouble someday.
Lesson learned, Captain. I'll curtail my murderous ways.
You won't.
Oh, I won't! I love it so!
Ooh. Barrel order, hold him.
Come out of there, pirate. Can't I from a...
Cannonball George?
Oh, Captain! I knew you'd come back for
why
us.
Why do you have half the fort on your tail, George?
And why do you have an enormous barrel?
Barrel of powder, innit?
Come out with your hands up, pirate.
For cannons.
So you make a bigger target for us to shoot.
So this barrel's been shedding powder all over the fort for days. Ever since I got it from the magazine.
There's no getting out of this one.
Somebody get a crowbar.
Really any powder left, I reckon.
Captain! Oh, I know that face, Jim, lad. He's had an idea.
Or spotted a wench he wants to bed.
Why you want to bed every wench, Mr. Boo?
What's this plan then, Jim, lad?
It's about that explosive barrel and the trail of powder to the magazine thereof.
Hello again, my queens.
Bonjour, mon ami marchand.
I take it you were the ones who demolished the gatehouse and squeezed all the guards' heads till they exploded?
What makes you say that?
Garrett, you're still here.
Finally, a man that doesn't leave me. Ready your ship to sail before our enemies have sense enough to marshal their resources.
You heard Captain Fitz, lads. Get this boat on the ocean.
All aboard, pirates. We're off the moment the anchor is up.
We made it, Fiorenza. We flee Port Henry with our pirate friends.
Happy to have you on board this ship. What isn't ours, I tell you, friends.
Oh, che meraviglia. Great.
And you're welcome too, treacherous priest.
He ain't f***ing treacherous. He's f***ing loyal to his family.
You can put me down now, Granny.
Robbie, lass, you're looking away all thoughtful-like.
I'm looking at the behemoth bitch. That black ship belonging to Captain Merton, she's making sail.
With that crowbar.
And get more of the lads. I can hear other voices in
there. Before I light this trail of black powder, let me say that I love you all, my crew, and I bloody well rescued you. I won!
As we knew you would, Captain.
What crowbar?
Wedge it in then.
You marched a brace of pirate queens through Port Henry and killed the governor, Captain. That ain't been done before.
And it was I, Captain Alice Conway, red of hair, full of bosom, etc. What did that?
It was, Captain.
We light the powder. Jim will open the door. We fight through the marines and head to the battlements. They won't be expecting
you. And I'll take my barrel.
George, I promise you bigger barrels and more cannons than you could load in a lifetime. Just leave this barrel.
I suppose.
Then allow me to do this.
Here, what's that?
Where's the powder all
the
over?
The fuse is lit. Now, Jim.
Oi, Captain.
We're pulling away from the dock, Captain.
Take what wind we can. I want us out.
What's that smell? What is that?
I don't know, Captain.
Bloody fucking hell, Captain Merton.
Captain Mary Merton.
Who the hell are you?
We are pirates of the Fat Wench, members of a crew you tried to kill.
I've been aboard the Fat Wench, and I don't recognise any of you.
Well, I joined the Fat Wench after your visit.
We travelled on her the once.
See, against our will.
I never even saw the Fat Wench.
And I'm insulted you don't remember me.
Aye, we are f***ing rememberable people.
That's right, so f*** you!
Actually, girls, she's never met you. We've been together only a short while, you know.
Feels like a lifetime of f***ing friendship.
Oi, that's f***ing true!
We are here, Captain Merton, to take you to the Pirate Queen.
The Pirate Queen? That's laughable, lad. I'm the Pirate Queen.
You cannot call yourself a Pirate Queen and then work to kill all pirates.
That's a f***ing good point. He's a good lad.
He's got brains, balls, and f***ing enough for a cannonball.
No f***ing my grandson, Rancid Carol.
We'll see.
You are Alice's defenders, a priest, a couple of foreigners.
We are great privateers.
Fanculo.
A trio of ags.
Accurate.
True.
Don't dispute the f***ing facts.
And
some upper lip, stiffening pillock with delusions of piratehood.
You may be good at describing people, Captain Mary Merton, but that doesn't change the fact that our captain wants a word with you.
Well, while you've been yammering, we've been drifting out of port. What do you think your pirate queen will have to say about that?
Up the stairs, quick!
Stop them! They went up there!
Why are we going to the battle?
You'll see!
Keep up, George!
I'm keeping up!
We made it! Now, off you go, lads!
Off we go where?
Off the battlements!
Off the battlements, how, Captain?
Jump, Jim, lad, jump!
Cap!
Jump, damn you!
Hi. I'm Shane and I've got a new podcast. It's called One Season Wonders, a podcast about the TV we left behind, cancelled after only a single season, sometimes less. Each week we look at the production and broadcast history of a television show and interview the artists who helped bring it to life.
They're like, oh, we have actors come in for the Pete role. That's the role. And it's like, oh, that's the role. That's like, you know, I wrote my experiences into it. And the first actor that came in was a kid that played Napoleon Dynamite. And I was like, well, this seems appropriate.
There's a car that blows up in a snowy field. And they only got one shot to blow that car up. And so I remember there was like 20 cameras on that.
From actors to writers to editors and more. There's no rankings or ratings here. Our only hope is to bring to light some underseen gems. And maybe, in our own little way, we can uncancel these little slices of wonder. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to this, the finale of The Pirate Queen. I do so hope you're enjoying it. I want to send the biggest, hugest thanks to all the people who put their skill and passion into making the Pirate Queen who she is. Truly, to every single one of my cast, to Matt who wrote the theme, to Andy who wrote all the other music, thank you. You've brought me incredible joy, and I hope, listener, they have brought some joy to you too. I'd love to hear what you thought of the Pirate Queen, and perhaps what you think I should work on next. There are plenty of ways to reach out. Where? In the episode description. After this episode, the Penny Peep Show will rest on its laurels for a wee spell. I used to have no breaks in the podcast, and as a result, I'd be editing one series whilst writing another, and then pulling people into record on any time left over. Turns out, that's a great way to burn out. So, we will be returning to the airwaves, but in a leisurely fashion. All right, enough waffling. Until next time, thanks again for listening. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Over there, I see her. Bonnie, give me your hand.
Judith, what are you doing? The cannons are still firing.
That's why I brought the longboat and not my whole ship. Get in, for God's sake.
Are you all right? Any bits blowed off?
I'm fine.
More's the pity. They're still firing on us. Better get out of here, sharpish-like.
Judith, you came back for me.
What was I supposed to do? Let you drown?
We don't exactly get along, not since I left your crew.
What sort of pirate queen lets a former crewmate drown, even if she broke her heart and moved out to a different ship?
I'm sorry, Judith. I didn't mean for it to be that way.
Look!
We're having a moment, Doc.
But look, the fort!
Nine.
Something Scottish.
I don't think we need to worry about them cannons anymore.
Oh, Kai!
What about the pirate queen? My pirate queen! Granny, look!
Oh, the fort is fucking collapsing!
Eww.
Alice was in there.
So you lost your captain, and you'd already lost your ship.
You were barely pirates before, so what are you now?
I thought all pirates were the same, but what they've been saying about you is true.
And what's that, priest?
You're a fucking bitch.
Never a truer word was spoken, Gilmagill.
Captain!
Alice! Where'd you come from?
I'm soaking wet and just climbed up the side of your ship. Where do you think?
Let's kill her, Captain!
Good idea, Lloyd.
A glorious idea.
If someone gets me a cannon...
I should kill you, Mary, for everything you've done to me. But I'll say to you what I said to you the last time we met.
Something about being in love.
Oh, I should have said that. Could have started on about how I love Robbie, lad.
Oh, mutual, Captain.
Parlay to something about loving Boone and Lottie and Jim Ladd and Cannonball George.
We love you too, Captain.
Oh, you fired a cannon straight through me eye.
For the great kindness they've done me, I love Gilmagill.
Oh, thank you, Captain Conway.
And Giacomo, too.
Captain, it is an honour.
Giacomo de Vera
no.
de Ferrano
no.
de Vininarno.
Leave it, Captain.
And I reckon I'll even come around to loving his sister, Fiorenza.
I appreciate the sentiment.
And I don't know words to describe how I feel about filthy Jill.
No!
And company?
I didn't
that?
Touching. If it wasn't that, what did you say to me last time we met?
Get off my ship.
We got most of Mary's crew in line, Captain.
And the rest were sent to join their captain.
Thank you, Fiorenza.
No problema. I have some pent-up aggression to work through.
And I am grateful she isn't taking it out on me.
You are in my good graces, brother. For at least a day.
Jim, lad, get up that mast and flag down Garrett. I want the rest of our crew back.
Oi, Captain. Captain Conway will be getting the crew back together and then heading back into open waters.
And what will you do, Gilbert?
I've been thinking about family and where I belong. I wondered if I might be able to squeeze a small cabin or something.
A cabin would be best. You don't want to bunk down with the likes of me.
You think the captain will let me stay?
You should be asking if the sort of pirates who delight in turning rib cages into toast racks will let you.
My God.
And I will. In fact, I'm rather pleased you decided to stay on your own.
Why is that?
Because I want you for my impending nuptials, and I'd prefer not to be holding a blade against your neck during my vows. So, welcome aboard.
You'll be a good f***ing pirate, lad.
I'll still be a priest. A pirate priest, I suppose. How should one be a pirate priest?
Oh, don't get hung up on shoulds, Gilbert.
I'll figure it out as I go along, I suppose.
When it comes to self-actualization, you're sailing with the right crew.
Too f***ing right.
Oh. And your grandmother.
I got you, Ralph. Get this last bit of rubble off you. Get you up and about. Seeing gay again. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Oh, you ain't Ralph.
Oh, afraid not. But we appreciate the rescue. Isn't that right, Martha? Oh.
Gonna be embarrassing when we tell the folks the pride of the British colonies was wiped out by the Pirate Queen.
Could you tell them something else?
Like what?
Some sort of sea monster?
Nah, where's the physical evidence? Volcano?
They leave evidence of being blowed up. How about earthquake?
That's good, that is. Believable.
Realistic.
Isn't that right, Ralph?
Isn't that right, Martha? Oh.
Oh, Lord, bless them both. And grant them to inherit their everlasting kingdom.
Oh, it's a nice tradition, ain't it? A wedding.
Quite lovely, Captain.
Are you all right, Doc?
Tis an overwhelming of feelings, methinks.
Take my anky, Doc.
Look, Tar Raj, I always cry at weddings. Probably. Don't rightly know, never been to one before.
Until our lives end. Amen.
Body and soul, Benny.
Unto our lives end, Lottie.
Oh, Benny, I've missed you. Missed all of you.
You'll never have to again, my blood-splattered beauty.
Taking a turn.
Surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Clear the deck, bat down the hatches, and plug your ears. Take cover, Gilmagill. You're too innocent to survive the onslaught.
my, what a festive occasion this is.
Is this your first pirate party, Garrett?
Oh, yours too, judging by the accent.
No, I'm just irretrievably posh. It's my burden to bear.
Oh, so what does one do at a pirate party?
Oh, drink rum until you projectile vomit and the rest will come naturally. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have sex with the pirate queen.
Which pirate queen?
Ah, an easy mistake to make. The red of hair full of bosom one. Don't worry, I'm not going to have sex with your ship.
What have you done for food, Wiggy?
I'm looking forward to this.
I've made a cochon de la Rossi with gross pomme de terre avec de beurre.
Oh, Wiggy!
Throw-suckling pig with potatoes, you uncultured swine.
Pig and potatoes is my favourite.
Lottie threatened to turn me into dinner if I didn't make it.
It gets two thumbs up from me.
Look at all our lads back together, cavorting like they does.
Yo, but not cavorting like we're going to later, my love.
How I've missed you, Dodgy Rudge.
And I, you, Doc. Even when I didn't have any lines, I was in the back of the scene, pointing for you.
I got something for us. It's my appendix. As we get back to our usual pirating, I'll be rebuilding my collection of pirate bits. This time we should build the collection together. What do you say, Rog?
You always were a hopeless romantic, Doc.
Hey, that was a beautiful ceremony, lad. I like the part where Lottie sat on Mr. Boone's face.
Oh, thank you, Granny.
We can have that at our wedding, Filthy Jill, with our grandson officiating.
I'm not f***ing marrying you, you wooden sack of...
You always say that, but...
She said f*** off, you stinking f*** milk. She thinks you're a f***, so f*** off. Cough on, eh?
You heard the lad!
Right, all right.
Find me a few rums later and I'll grind your pelvis to dust.
Help me, Fiorenza!
Why are you sweating and panting, brother?
I cannot escape the hideous old ladies. They follow me wherever I go.
Oh, Rotello, if you're going to be a pirate aboard the ship, then you must find a way to deal with them yourself.
Sister, please!
Tell them you fuck them if they wash.
There he is. Getting more rum, getting blackout drunk.
Nice try. We'll create memories that will haunt you for the rest of your f***ing days.
I will come quietly, ladies. But perhaps you could wash first, see?
What the f*** is he asking us?
If you scrub yourselves clean.
Clean? What?
We shouldn't have to change ourselves for some man.
Kinder.
We don't f***ing change.
We don't f***ing wash.
Come, Polly. Let's find a real man to terrify.
You're right, Carol. This man don't even deserve our various diseases.
I'm sorry about your ship, Bonnie. You're welcome aboard the behemoth bitch for as long as you need.
Oh, I think Judith and I are going to have another go at co-captaining.
You hate battles, forget the little things, and you remember why you connect with people.
And hate and love are two sides of the same doubloon, you care?
Now, our hating each other was just love fighting to survive.
Oh, that's beautiful, that is.
And then your girl Lottie did a headstand against your mast.
And that Mr. Boone had his way with her.
And we remembered how horny we are.
Oh, that's great, girls. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, Alice. Cheers, Alice.
But if you do that on the deck of my ship, I'll have you thrown overboard.
Join me in a rum, Marguerite.
I cannot, mon chéri. This ship is filled with formerly imprisoned pirates in the mood for celebrating.
Got work to do then.
You may be the queen of thieves, but soon I shall be emptying coin purses via leur pénis. Oh, I wish I had a ladder too for you, Fitz.
You're sweet, Marguerite.
Is your heart still broken?
Actually, I met someone, lovely lad, and I know he'll never say anything to hurt me. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Gunnar, ready the longboat. We return to the Hell's Daughter.
It's been an honor having you aboard, Grim.
I know Lottie will treasure your skull-crushing lessons for years to come.
In through the eyes, out through the everywhere, and all over me and everyone standing around me. Genius.
Aye, thanks for that.
My pleasure, Alice. I have learned much from you. The artistry of treating the entire fort like a skull. I have been unambitious in my destruction. Till next time, Alice. Oh, Lord.
She'll do great things.
She's gonna go around blowing up colonies.
That's what I said.
Here you are, Captain. More rum for you.
You're looking chipper, Jim Lad.
The excitement of being aboard a ship surrounded by my favorite people, Captain.
Don't lie, lad. We can I'll tell when you've had your end away.
Who is it? One of Marguerite's lasses?
I don't pay as a rule.
One of the hags?
My dick is still attached.
Then who, lad?
When we'd gotten away from Port Henry and met up with the pirate queens, I spotted her in the pirate crowd, looking lost and confused. And I knew.
Knew what, Jim, lad?
Knew she fancied a shag. Ain't that right, Martha?
Yeah.
So enigmatic, so mysterious.
I like it when the penis goes in.
So wise.
Has anyone seen Cannonball George? I haven't seen him since we came aboard.
He's below deck, Captain, getting acquainted with the cannons.
Ah, me sweet metal beauties. Sleep now. Daddy's gonna be shooting you so much.
Captain Smeets.
Come in.
Captain Smeets, we need you on deck.
Ah, Caldwell, you find me in a good mood.
About that,
away
sir.
Away from Port Henry, no priests, no pirate queens, no more being tied up in our hold. Our luck is changing.
It isn't, Captain.
Don't tell me you've spotted a pirate queen.
Oh, no, Captain. We haven't spotted a pirate queen.
What a wonderful celebration of our love, Benny.
We fornicated in front of a priest, the ship was awash with vomit, and Filthy Jill fell overboard and had to be rescued with a whale hook. It were perfect.
And Captain Grimhilda Fiandotta gave me the most wonderful gift of a severed head.
Ooh, if you're not doing anything with that love. Oh, what a waste.
That's my girl.
Do you still want it, Doc?
I suppose. Hand it over.
It's been a perfect great many of things.
Here's your fresh bottle of rum, Captain.
Thank you, Robbie lad.
And the bottle of oil you requested.
That's for you, lad. Nip down to the captain's cabin. I'll be along.
Oh, aye aye, Captain.
Of course, now it's back to being a proper pirate. Gotta start with fixing the ship. Don't fancy captaining the behemoth bitch. Some name dreamt up by folks who want to kill us.
What are you thinking, Captain? The fatter wench?
I was thinking I'd take a hammer and chisel to the figurehead, take off its legs, carve away them tits, call our ship the Peggy Bartram, after our fallen lad.
Oh, he would have loved that, Captain.
Second to being alive. Aye, he would have loved it.
As perfect as a pickled person, Captain.
I do wish...
What is it, Lottie?
I wish we had something piratey to do together.
I know what you mean, wife.
An opportunity to fill some jars.
That time will come, Lottie. You'll see.
Captain! Captain! I've spotted something...
What is it, Jim, lad?
The other queen spotted her yet?
Who cares?
Okay, she's ours for the taking.
Oh, un marchand! Ma sweet trumpets, we must ready the ship at once. This evening we were union girls, but tonight we are pirates!
We'll steal the ship out from under them. Are you ready to be a pirate, Ralph?
Yeah.
Oh, I love your confidence.
Gunner, load the cannons! Ready the veil hooks! And get my second skull bag!
At once, my queen!
That merchant will wish he was born without a skull.
I see. They've spotted a merchant.
What should we do, Captain?
Load the cannons. Make ready to pursue.
Are you sure, Captain?
Oh, it's all a bit of fun. And I do like to be included.
It's Captain Smeets. That fellow has tried to run from me one too many times.
We have done as asked and kicked the lads away.
Every man armed to the teeth and ready to swarm the merchant's deck.
Then make yourselves ready. You'll be spilling blood this night.
The Verrazano siblings shall be there.
I think I'm going to enjoy being a pirate.
I've said a prayer for a good raid and your safe return.
You're a kind-hearted one, Gil McGill.
Try not to inflict too much suffering.
Love the optimism, lad.
I've readied my tools for surgery, Captain.
And your jars.
Every collection starts somewhere, Captain.
Ready to do something piratey, Captain?
I reckon so, Lottie. For I am Captain Alice Conway.
I've got our flag up and flapping, Captain. Let them other queens know that we mean business.
Thank you, Jim, lad. Red of hair, full of bosom.
Here's your sword, Captain.
Cheers, Robbie, lad. My sword is well notched. Its blade as sharp as a razor.
Got your hat with a feather in it, Captain.
Where would I be without you, Mr. Boone? But not near as sharp as her wit. How am I looking?
At once terrifying and awe-strikingly beautiful, Captain.
I wouldn't be who I am without your kind words, Lottie. Beware this fearsome beauty, for her arrival heralds your death!
Beware,
featured the voices of...
Rhiannon Mauchel as Captain Alice Conway, Captain Grimilda Fiandi Daughter, and Rancid Carol.
Jacqueline Osorio as Lottie, Filthy Jill, and Captain Marguerite La Reine Poutin.
Lucy Claff as Fiorenza de Verrazano, Captain Judith Vanderfleet, and Martha.
Rosie Williamson as Captain Bonnie McBoogle and Sybil.
David Moss as Captain Bartholomew Fitz, Jim Ladd and Dodgy Rog.
Stephen Jobson as Commodore Parrot, Captain Garrett Ackland and Caldwell.
Kieran Davey as Gil and Doc.
Dan Pye as Commodore Goodsir and Guard Juan.
Catherine Jones as Captain Mary Merton and Putrid Polly.
Andrew James Spooner as Giacomo de Verrazano, Governor Maybeck and Guna.
Matt Graham as Benjamin Boone, Cannonball George and Two Thumb Tom.
Matt James as Hugo, Captain Smeets and Wiggett.
With additional voices by...
Kieran Davey.
Matt James.
Stephen Jobson.
Jacqueline Osorio.
Dan Pye.
Rosie Williamson.
And...
Andrew James Spooner.
Words by Kieran Davey. Theme composed by Matthew Samer. And arranged by Andrew Chamberlain. And incidental music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.